This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Rita Liu. Of course, you're listening to Enterprise. This is a la carte Tuesday. And of course, you know, Merdeka is just around the corner and really nice hearing the results of our gold medals. Now, as Malaysians, we hold our local cuisine near and dear to our hearts. Our food is essentially integral to our Malaysian identities. So in line with Merdeka Week, today we're speaking to Barry Siong, founder of Kuku Steam Habis, to share with us the importance of preserving the Malaysian heritage cuisine, encouraging local labour and moving towards Vision 2020. I don't know if we'll get there, lah.
I hope so.
Moving, I mean, you know, your plans with Vision 2020. But, you know, so I know, Barry, you're a food consultant, right? But before that, a little bit about how you founded Kuku's. How did your life lead to you opening this restaurant?
How did it lead to opening this restaurant? I think because I went into F&B. After being in the service industry, I was in the scuba diving industry for a fair bit, like 25 years.
Right.
And so one day I just decided to go into F&B because it's much more stable. Uh-huh. It's not weather dependent or politically charged turmoil in some countries whereby, you know, you plan your trips and then it gets cancelled because of something or rather that happens in that country. So everybody eats, and one day I just woke up and decided to do Kuku Steam Habis because I crave the old ways, the traditional ways of, you know, where nasi lemak, example, is being cooked by steaming it traditionally rather than cooking a rice cooker, which will yield clumpy kind of rice.
Okay, so there, you know, because I know that apart from scuba diving, you're also a food consultant, and there was I'm sure you've been exposed to many types of cuisine and everything, and Malaysians will eat anything. But why Kuku's specifically?
Well, the Kuku's concept is to preserve Malaysian heritage recipes of how the old ways of cooking in terms of methods and ingredients as well. Because as you know, now there's a lot of bulk produced or manufactured seasoning and stuff like that. So like nobody, for instance, pestle and mortar, they are chilies, dry chilies and stuff. So you don't get that particular taste.
Which the blender won't, right? The blender will kill the taste, right?
Exactly. It's just too machine, you know? It's not very warm, I guess. That's the only way I can explain it.
Okay.
Like, the food that I want to create takes you back to when you're young, you know, when you're a kid and your grandma makes you this curry chijong fan and you just like, oh my God, you know, this is so good, and that kind of stuff. So now, like as we are all adults into our 40s, mainly. So when you have something like that, it takes you back. It's like a time machine.
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to do. So we're trying to preserve recipes that we find from generations of families and also from different parts of Malaysian states, even Sabah, Sarawak.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, and the name, Kuku Steam Habis.
Okay, that's actually a very funny story because I actually wanted to name the restaurant just Kukus, you know, K-U-K-U-S. Yeah. I got the inspiration from Chawan, you know.
Okay.
It's just one word name.
Right.
And Steam Habis was a pun, like a tag. And, you know, like it's just local slang, you know. You always hear, you know, guys going, bro, ni steam habis. So, you know, so it's like a pun over it, but it's also, it means, you know, it's steamed. You know, kukus is steam in Malay. So, but it became famous because our clients basically then decided to call my restaurant Kuku Steam Habis.
Okay. So from it was them that got you to call it this, right?
Yeah.
So now, do you find yourself competing with hawker stalls selling similar food?
I would not say that we would like to put ourselves in a position to compete. Like people mentioned, you know, like famous uptown Nasi Lemak place, Village Park has been there since 1999. All the prime ministers have been there. And we wouldn't say that we are better than them or, you know, the way we cook is better than them and stuff like that. we would like to say that we are offering an alternative.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the restaurant-to-restaurant comparison, but if you're talking about hawker stalls...
Hawkers also, like, we would actually like to, because we are in the process of creating our centralized kitchen concept, so therefore, we would actually love that up-and-coming entrepreneurs who want to sell nasi lemak by the road could actually get from us.
Okay.
Just like Ramly Burgers, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we're trying to create that format, okay, but nasi lemak.
Okay, so that's the idea. So the central kitchen, and one of the things that you use is you're very particular. You use basmati rice.
Yes.
Why is that?
Lower starch, lower sugar, cleaner. And my dad's diabetic, so he eats basmati rice only.
Oh.
So I think that's pretty good all round lah.
Okay, in a way you say it's almost clean eating because. That's your concept, lah. Because you don't reuse oil,
yes,
that sort of thing?
We don't basically reuse oil. We use proper fryers that filters the oil every time we fry our chickens. We don't qualify them. We also basically use quality vegetable oil. And we never, like, you know, re-fry those oil like 2-3 times, you know, in a day. Yeah.
So the in terms of getting ingredients, I guess it's fairly easy.
Yeah.
Right, in Malaysia and all that, right? What about in terms of managing costs in running a restaurant?
I guess at the end of the day, we have to plan in a way like, okay, let's say we're cooking for 50 people. So then you manage your costs based on 50 people. So hence, the business of catering is actually much more of an exact science rather than an outlet. So an outlet, you have to estimate.
Yeah.
And then you also got to know like how much to cook for the day for the amount of people that's going to visit your shop. So you have a sort of like a threshold that you know that you cook.
So is that typical though? The food wastage is about 10 to 15%.
Yes, that's typical. And but normally, what we try to do is to proportion it properly so that there's no wastage at all. Yeah.
Okay. So you know, as a F&B consultant, which you still are, right? And of course, this is the first time you're starting your own
bread.
Yeah. So what were some of the things that you thought? And then you realize that, hey, it's quite different.
Yeah, people.
People.
Managing people's mindsets, people's expectations, their attitudes. Yeah, it's a bit hard.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, what have you found a way to attract or retain staff?
Finding a way is not like an exact science, I guess. It's just like people interaction and also chemistry. So, if you find like the right... mindset kind of stuff, and I think you should retain them.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about your move. You started in June 2016, your move from Tamantun to your current new location, the reasons you move and all that, and also promoting Malaysian unity and pride. I'm here with Barry Siung from Cuckoo Steam Habis. Stay tuned to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Big Front Man, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're listening to Enterprise. This is Frida Liu. It's a la carte Tuesday. It's a Merdeka special. I'm here with Barry Siung from Cuckoo's Steam Habis. No surprises what they serve there. But, you know, basically, it's of course, your nasi cuckoos, your nasi lemak, you've got your asam jawa. What? Asam jawa? Asam misiam. What? Misiam?
Bihun siam.
Bihun siam. What else do you serve there?
We serve laksam. It's a type of laksa from Terengganu and Kelantan. We also do nasi kerabu. We do nasi dagang as well, Terengganu style. We have our own mee kari. We do cicong fan also. So, yeah, we also going to do like mutton varoval, you know, some Indian stuff, some dalcha and stuff.
Okay, so in terms of the pricing, what's the pricing like?
The pricing is between $4.50 to... $10.90 at the moment. Before it was way higher because of rental in Tamantun. But yeah, we've managed to basically bring it down because of the current relocation.
Was that the main reason you moved from Tamantun to Shah Alam? The cost?
Yes, the cost of our overheads. Because at the end of the day, any business or any business people will tell you basically your overheads has to reflect your revenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this was not something you thought it was possible before you started it?
We thought it was possible to actually start two businesses at the same time, being ambitious of us, for our group. But unfortunately, the place that we rented the first floor didn't have enough power to run a full-fledged cafe, restaurant, bistro.
Right.
That was what we wanted to do some Western stuff on that end, but that didn't happen. So, yeah, so we were basically having too high of overheads to just, you know, have one business in a three-floor building.
Okay. Oh, I see. So you have three floors. So now are they still plans to have the bistro?
No, not yet. We basically want to focus on Kukus and its expansion,
mm-hmm.
okay, to different parts of Klang Valley at the moment. And then from there, we are looking at expanding outwards.
Okay, so also delivery and catering.
Yes.
That's another way of expanding,
yep.
I guess.
Correct.
So now with the new move, and it's only been a month that you've actually after made that move mm-hmm. and all that, you're obviously attracting a different clientele?
Yeah, mainly basically because of a location in Glenmarie. We are close to all the car dealers, showrooms and garages and also DRB Highcom.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a different clientele altogether and we are quite strong during our lunchtime.
Okay, what was it like in Taman Tun?
Taman Tun is off and on because of the parking situation, as you may know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have strong weekend sales mm-hmm. over in Taman Tun. Because of our families.
Okay.
Over Glenmarie is still a bit slow during the weekends, but yeah, hopefully it pick up.
Okay, so now you're seeing a different kind of the weekend. And,
yes.
Okay. Now, in terms of promoting the place, so there's no website, you're just on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, because we are actually working on our website to have an integrated online ordering system.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be ready probably third quarter September.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so that's something right now. I know your place. The platters are known to be Indian in style. The food prep to be Malay. ID influenced by the Chinese style. So this was a purposeful move.
Yes, correct. Because I want to promote Malaysia as harmonious, or muhibah as we mm-hmm. say in Malaysia. Type of thing where everybody, you know, can eat together.
Right. And a lot of the dishes are inspired by P. Ramlee movies.
Yes.
Why?
I think it's the mindset, the carefree, fun, you know, like comical
period of our lives.
Yes.
We've lost it, didn't it?
Kind of. I think everything's too, you know, fast, information now, right now.
Uh-huh.
Nobody basically taking their time to smell the roses.
Okay, so P. Ramlee, inspired by P. Ramlee as well.
Yeah.
Now, so you talked about your future plans. I know there was a time when you thought of expanding to Perth.
Yes.
In Australia. So what's happened with that?
The prospective investors in Perth would need me to go physically down, which I don't have much time at the moment yet.
Mm.
So looking at perhaps by the end of the year.
Okay, yeah. And yes. Now you say that you got open a new outlet in Damas Plaza Damas. That's happening.
Yes, this will be by end of September, beginning October.
Same concept, same.
Slightly different. This concept is called Kukus Express, so it's more like a grab and go.
So still based on the Kukus thing.
Correct.
And where? How many do you see yourself expanding to?
Like physical full outlets, most probably not more than 10.
Mm-hmm.
Kiosk, we're looking at 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a timeline for this?
By 2019.
Okay. So that's in line with the before 2020.
Yes, before 2020.
Before 2020. We'll let you stretch a little bit now. We'll let you vision 2020. So that's you're looking at 20 kiosks and 10 outlets. Are there plans to license this or you think?
Yes,
okay.
There are plans to license and after 3 years, we're going to start our franchise program.
Okay. So that's also in the pipeline.
Correct.
Okay, 2020.
Yes, because by 2020, I'm going to go on a 2-year world trip on my motorcycle.
Okay, so that's the vision 2020. So you're going to get all this done before you can go on your bike trip. Thanks for being with us, Barry. Happy Merdeka Day to you.
I've
been speaking to Barry Siong from Kukus Tim Habis. You've been listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.